All right, this is gonna be quick. I don't know who recommended me or referred me, but I've come across a group of guys. Hey, Aaron, I'm 45, I'm 50, and I just want to give you a little bit of advice. Like, fuck you. Fuck you. fuck off. And I started reading through some of this advice is shit. Your advice is shit. Hey, you know, even though I've never run a company or never did an internet thing, and I realize, fuck you. And then I don't know if it's a different group of people or the same group of people. Hey, let me barf out my life story. You can share it if you want. I'm not looking for advice. Write up. At least they admit it up front. I'm not looking for advice. What the fuck are you writing me? You know, if you could share it. Hey, idea. Start your own fucking YouTube channel and share it yourself. Because I don't know if you noticed this. I got clients that like I got to tend to. I'm not going to read your story, which frankly, most of them, if not all of them, if I even bother reading them, has been nothing that we haven't seen at least 5 or 6 clients deep, right? So it's not new. I don't care about your fucking story. I don't care about your fucking advice. I don't care about your 2 cents, right? Stop wasting your time. Stop wasting your time. And if you do, I was like, I'm not your friend. I'm not your fucking friend. I mean, I'm not your enemy either, but I'm not your fucking friend. I don't give a shit about your story. I don't give a shit about you. I don't give a shit about your life. I wish you the best. I hope you do well. But I'm not waking. Oh, God, is this rando on the internet? Oh, my God. Oh, what's his story? I don't have the time. And he didn't pay me, so I don't fucking care. You know, I know it's just like honest to fucking cry. And it's these older guys. They're like my age or older. You know, a little bit of it. Oh, really? Mr. Fucking Nobody with no fucking money? You're going to give me advice, huh? Oh, Mr. You don't run an internet, I hate to call it company, but you don't have a modicum of success on social media. Let's call it social media success. Would that be an acceptable, not euphemistic thing? I dare don't call it a job. You know, I don't go up to heart surgery. Hey, you know what? I do something a little bit different. Pilots, you know, that landing, let me tell you my life story and then give you some advice about landing planes, which I don't know anything about that you never fucking asked for. Maybe I got to put that up on the, I could have swore on the contact form. It's pretty clear. You will fucking pay. But apparently too many people have been raised by parents with the fragi-vagis that think somebody on the world gives a shit about their life and their story. No one gives a shit about your life or your story. No one. No one. Get used to it there. There's some free asshole consulting advice. Divergent millennial jukebox. Campy, you are too mean. You should lighten up. No, I don't have time for this. I don't. And it's the arrogance and cockiness. Like people come up and tell you, like, I don't lean over, you know, certified mechanics. Like I do that differently with your alternator. Oh, all right. There you go. See you guys later. Toodles.